a word for you from Genesis 11 verses 4 and 5. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Now these men, the offspring of Adam, the offspring of Noah, had been commanded to fill the earth, to spread across the earth. But in disobedience they said, "No, let us stop here. Let's gather together." And this was to be the first real city. And it was a city in the midst of which was a focal point of unity. And this focal point was not a church where they asked the Lord to come down and fill it with his presence. Instead, they said, "We will go up." And the Lord inspects such a unity. He comes down and sees what the sons of men have done. And he hates a unity outside of him. For their motivation was, "Let us make a name for ourselves." They wanted a reputation. They didn't want to be like the others who were scattering in other directions. They wanted to stick together with unity. Now, what's wrong with unity? Surely it's good. We hear about ecumenical movements, that we should be together in unity. And now, unity is a wonderful thing. But outside of God, it is a despicable thing. God hates it, and he will break it up. Now, they had formed a city, and it is commonly agreed that it was probably on the plains of Iraq, present-day Iraq. And this tower must have been huge. It might have been a copy of some form of tower like the pyramids. Whatever shape it was, they used bricks. And the slime, as it says in the King James Version, found on the plains, or asphalt for mortar or for cement. And they built it, and as they were going up in unity, God came down to see what was happening. Now, it's not that God cannot see from the heavens, but it's for us to understand, for us to grasp the meaning that the Lord sees and he comes down and he knows what is happening among us. So he sees your inward motives. He knows what's happening. He won't allow you just to go up to him in your own way. He will come and he will inspect that type of thing. And the Lord will come down and he will turn upside down, break apart all unity apart from him.